This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer, visiting with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who ranges over the vast circumference of Oceania. She's now traveling in East Asia, reflecting upon her testimony to Congress these last hours about three independent states, all at risk from being overwhelmed by the People's Republic of China's money, influence, threats, state security, surveillance, all the tools of a sinister state. We go now to the Federated States of Micronesia. David Panuelo, writing a letter about in March of this year, writing about the attempt by China to undermine, to tear apart the Federated States of Micronesia. The Chuuk State, Phon Pae, Cleo will correct me, and the Yap State, the Yap part of Federated States of Micronesia, all under attack by the PRC, under attack using bribe monies. Cleo, is that their weapon in these three instances?
Yeah, at least. There could be blackmail, there could be other inducements, but generally the first entry point is bribery. And then President David Panuelo's letter is an extraordinary act of courage. He detailed these political warfare operations designed to undermine the sovereignty of the country, this entropic warfare attack, as you described, including funding independence movements to try to break the country apart legally, bribing members of his cabinet to go around his decisions and decide things that are in favor of the PRC instead of in favor of the country itself. And it's worth, you know, anybody who knows their World War II history knows that, you know, Chuuk is the Battle of Truk. We talked about Palau. Palau is the Battle of Peleliu. There is an enormous amount of American blood soaked into the soils of the beaches of this area to liberate them the last time around. This time, because the battlefield is political warfare, you'd think it would be easier and you'd think the U.S. would be quicker to jump at it. But they're being taken over. The Chinese took a look at the map and the techniques and strategies from the last time around, and they're doing it. They're staying below the radar. They're not tripping the defense wires, Department of Defense wires, and State Department doesn't seem to be understanding the severity of what's going on. So you're losing them, and the people know it, and they're getting desperate, and that's why President Panuelo wrote the letter that he did, even knowing that it would put him potentially at personal physical risk of retaliation from the Chinese.
I would say the word potential is careful. Mm-hmm. We go now to the Republic of the Marshall Islands, my favorite of these three examples, because the Chinese have been caught. The word red-handed is a cliche, but we're talking about handed with money that comes from the People's Republic of China's state security. One man named Yan, a woman named Zhao, they have been detained, prosecuted, convicted, and sentenced. And one, Zhao, is now back in the Marshall Islands, where she was deported by the Department of Justice system. Yan is expected to follow soon enough. Who are they? They're agents of the People's Liberation Army's state security. They're straight up this as sinister as you want, although their conduct reminded me, I told Cleo as I read her testimony, of Boris and Natasha of Rocky and Bullwinkle fame. They did everything wrong, but they had lots of cash to do it with. What was their attempt, Cleo, in the Marshall Islands? What did they want to happen?
So Marshall Islands is one of the countries that recognizes Taiwan, but it's also the home to a very important U.S. military base, the Ronald Reagan Ballistic Missile Test Site. And what they were trying to do, it's a whole collection of atolls, and they were trying to get one of these atolls, Rongelap Atoll, declared a special economic zone of a sort, which would have its own laws, including immigration laws. They were trying to create a country within a country, and they were overtly comparing it to Hong Kong, to a two systems, one country sort of thing. They brought legislators from Marshall Islands to Hong Kong, where the Marshallese talked about how great this two systems, one country thing was, which of course is a fiction because it is one country, one city. Hong Kong is now fully absorbed, which I think is the Chinese intent for the Marshalls at some point. And they bribed members of the legislature to the point where they came within one vote of making it happen. And they almost brought down the government. The president stood up to them. She lost the next election, and they were about to go for a second try when they ended up getting arrested by the FBI in the Philippines. But they had 4 years of bribery and influence operations before they got arrested. Then, as you said, they were extradited to New York. They took a plea. They got a very light sentence. And now, having had time served, taken off their sentence, one of them has been sent back to the Marshall Islands, back to walk around free on the streets and meet up with her old friends that she knows through her bribery previously, just before an election is coming up in November. And it's a country that has not renewed its compact with the U.S., and it recognizes Taiwan, and it's the site of a U.S. military base. So you can be sure that she is doing her best to try to make sure that Taiwan, the base, the compact of free association, all of them are under as much stress as possible leading up to the election and beyond.
Cleo Pascal, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. This story to be continued. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.